there is more in us than we know about. The famine, which happened 150 years ago, it's three lifetimes at most. Things that happened then were handed on from father to son, from mother to daughter, down to this day. They're within us now and we don't deal with them. And it seems to me this is what's interesting about a lot of Irish music now, that it is a carrier for this kind of feeling and for this kind of emotion, that we have no other expression for it, because politically we deny it, intellectually we deny it. Our literature, by and large, doesn't deal with it. Our cinema doesn't deal with it. But music, it's in the music, it seems to me. The culture can actually carry those things in all kinds of invisible ways, in gesture, in movement, in language, in humour, and in music.
No famine. See, Irish people were only allowed to eat potatoes. All of the other food, meat, fish, vegetables, was shipped out of the country under armed guard to England while the Irish people starved. And then, in the middle of all this, they gave us money not to teach our children Irish. And so we lost our history. And this is what I think is still hurting we. You see, we're like a child. This being battered has to drive itself out of its head because it's frightened, still feels all the painful feelings. But they lose contact with the memory, and this leads to massive self-destruction, alcoholism, drug addiction, all desperate attempts at running. And in its worst form becomes actual killing. And if there ever is going to be healing, there has to be remembering and then grieving so that there then can be forgiving. There has to be knowledge and understanding.
All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
An American Army regulation says you mustn't kill more than 10% of a nation, because to do so causes permanent psychological damage. It's not permanent, but they didn't know that. Anyway, during the supposed famine, we lost a lot more than 10% of our nation through deaths on land or on ships of emigration. But what finally broke us is not starvation, no, it's using the controlling of our education. Schools go on about Black 47, on and on about the terrible famine. But what they don't say is, in truth, there really never was one. Suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Look at all our old men in the past. drugs. We used to worship God as a mother. Now look at what we're doing to each other. We've even made killers of ourselves, the most childlike trusting people in the universe. And this is what's wrong with us. Our history books, the parent beggars lied to us. I see the Irish as a race like a child that got itself smashed in the face. And if there ever is going to be healing, there has to be remembering and then grieving, so that the then can be forgiving. There has to be knowledge and understanding. All the lonely people,
everyone here knows who he is and what God expects him to do.